Donald Trump says he's doing what he says previous presidents promised but failed to do by declaring the United States regards Jerusalem as Israel's capital.
I've judged this course of action to be in the best interests of the United States of America and the pursuit of peace between Israel and the Palestinians. This is a long overdue step to advance the peace process and to work towards a lasting agreement. Israel is a sovereign nation with the right, like every other sovereign nation, to determine its own capital. Acknowledging this is a fact is a necessary condition for achieving peace.
The U.S. president says recognizing Jerusalem as Israel's capital was nothing more or less than a recognition of reality and the right thing to do. He says he's directing the State Department to start preparing to move the U.S. embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has welcomed the move.
This decision reflects the president's commitment to an ancient but enduring truth, to fulfilling his promises, and to advancing peace. The president's decision is an important step towards peace, for there is no peace that doesn't include Jerusalem as the capital of the state of Israel.
Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas says Donald Trump's decision undermines the two-state solution and undermines the U.S. position as a peace mediator.
Brothers and sisters, we have been during the last few days in contact with many of the neighboring leaders, countries' leaders, to unite our position, international position, as regard as the Jerusalem situation and the rights of the Palestinian people in determining to have a right and just peace based on a state of Palestine, an independent state on the occupied land.
Palestinian legislator Hanan Ashwari has also condemned the announcement.
It is in direct contradiction of the most basic requirements of peace. It violates international law. It shows total bias in favor of Israel. It shows an accommodation of illegal annexation of Jerusalem.
Jerusalem has historical sites sacred to Jews, Christians, and Muslims. Israel annexed East Jerusalem after the Six-Day War of 1967, but it's not internationally recognized as part of Israel, and that's why all countries have maintained their embassies in Tel Aviv. The Palestinians claim East Jerusalem as the capital of a future state. Foreign Minister Julie Bishop says Australia won't be following the US lead, and the Australian embassy will stay in Tel Aviv. She says unilateral actions such as this can add to tensions.
I'm concerned by any unilateral action by either side which could add to tensions. However, the Australian government remains committed and optimistic that the way to achieve enduring peace between the Israelis and the Palestinians is a negotiated two-state solution.
Protests erupted in Gaza and the Turkish city of Ankara after the announcement, with world leaders also condemning the move. Saudi Arabia's King Salman says relocating the US embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem would constitute a flagrant provocation of Muslims all over the world. French President Emmanuel Macron has called for calm, saying France doesn't support the decision, while British Prime Minister Theresa May says she disagrees with the decision, calling it unhelpful in terms of prospects for peace in the region. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres says there's no alternative to the two-state solution.
In this moment of great anxiety, I want to make it clear there is no alternative to the two-state solution. There is no plan B. It is only by realizing the vision of two states living side by side in peace, security and mutual recognition, with Jerusalem as the capital of Israel and Palestine, and all final status issues resolved permanently through negotiations, that the legitimate aspirations of both peoples will be achieved.